Farmers nervous about these late frosts. Welcome and hello again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
Very much concerned right at this point.
It will have an adverse effect on the nursery stock.
And those concerns are being shared from farmers all across the Mid-South as Mother Nature again shows her power, sending freezing temperatures down on many crops that could face severe damage. Coffee County row crop producer Bob Willis says he's extremely concerned about his early planted corn and perhaps more so his well-advanced wheat crop.
We have actually have wheat that it, the head is trying to come out, which is several weeks ahead of time. And, you know, I don't really know, but it's, I think from past experience, if that temperature gets down 26, 27 degrees and stays there very many hours, it will ruin that wheat crop.
As for his corn crop, Willis and many other farmers in the state have gotten off to a fast start this spring with now over 40% of the crop planted. That's well ahead of last year and the five-year average. Nursery producers are also on pins and needles over this cold snap. DeKalb County grower Dan Hancock.
If we get down in the 20s, there's going to be a lot of damage on nursery stock. It's got new growth on it that should not be there yet, and this will be destroyed by the cold weather. It makes our plants unsellable at this time. It will not kill a lot of plants, but it will make them unusable now. It's a guess at how cold it's going to get. It'll be a pure guess as how much damage there will be.
Hancock says he remembers devastating effects from late frost that hit back in 1983 with the same conditions where a mild winter had sped up growth further than normal.
We've got plant material that is way out, a lot further than it should be. It just gonna, we're going to pay the price. Several people that are in my end of the industry are concerned. I mean, this is our livelihood.
Hope all of you have a safe Easter weekend and join us tomorrow on the TRN.